more than a million people have taken to the streets of Paris in a symbolic demonstration against terrorism. The Unity March follows the deaths of 17 people over 3 days of terrorist violence in France. Dozens of world leaders linked arms in solidarity with the French government.
We're here to demonstrate that we all stand for the values of democracy, of freedom of expression, of tolerance. But there's also something else, which is that we in Britain face a very similar threat, a threat of fanatical extremism. And we have to confront that in every way we can.
Indonesian search authorities believe they have found the flight recorders of the Air Asia plane more than 2 weeks after it went down in the Java Sea. Signals have been detected in two different locations, about 3 kilometres from where the plane's tail was discovered. A man has died in police custody at Barrel in the New South Wales Southern Highlands. Police arrested the man after a confrontation at a Mittagong fast food restaurant shortly before 9 o'clock last night. He was taken to Barrel police station but died a short time later. Anita Ekberg, who became a cinematic legend in the 1960 film La Dolce Vita, has died. Her appearance in Rome's Trevi Fountain is considered one of the most iconic scenes in movie history. The former Swedish beauty queen was 83.